All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time here with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now we're on week number two and trying to recover from week number one, which wasn't too kind to me as I went 7-9, but I got week number two started on the right foot. I had the New York Jets going on the road and knocking off the Buffalo Bills this past Thursday night. I said the Jets 23, the Bills 17, and the final score turned out to be the Jets 37 and the Bills 31. And the Jets offense was able to finish in week number two as opposed to what they did last Sunday at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. And those short field goals really hurt them because they put points on the board, but it kept the Bengals around and ultimately Cincinnati would overcome. Now, with that said, we have 14 good games on tap for this Sunday, as well as the Monday night affair. And here are my picks for the remainder of week number two. Now, I'm going to start off with those Cincinnati Bengals as they find themselves once again on the road, this time in a big-time AFC North battle between the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, both the Bengals and Steelers were victorious on the road in week number one, and now this is an opportunity for them to really get themselves started on the right foot as both of them are favorites to win the AFC North. Now, you look at the quarterback play. You look at Andy Dalton for the Cincinnati Bengals, and like I've said before, and I'll say it again, good Andy Dalton versus bad Andy Dalton. Which one is going to show up? And I guarantee you, this Pittsburgh Steelers defense is going to go out there and try to make their presence known as far as making the bad Andy Dalton show up. It's a situation for this Pittsburgh Steelers defense. They will have to keep their eyes on Bengals wide receiver AJ Green. You saw what he did to the New York Jets last week, and that big passing play is still in effect for Cincinnati. Now, on the flip side for Pittsburgh, you look at quarterback Ben Roethlisberger and how he is able to spread that football around. And just like AJ Green is a matchup nightmare for opposing defenses, the same can be said about Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck affair throughout, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh at home by the score of 27-20. Now, in Motown, it's the 1-0 Detroit Lions hosting the 0-1 Tennessee Titans. And Detroit, they had themselves a battle on their hands last week, but they emerged victorious as they were able to go on the road and get the victory against the Indianapolis Colts. And I think the key for the Lions in this one, they have to find a way to run the football consistently with Theo Riddick and Ameer Abdullah in order to take some pressure off of quarterback Matthew Stafford. Now, on the flip side for Tennessee, they had things going for themselves. They had a 10-0 lead at home last week against the Minnesota Vikings before things fell apart. And I think the key for the Titans, just like it is for the Lions, they have to run the football. But not only must they run the football, they must protect the ball, because you saw how those two turnovers last week really deflated them, and then Minnesota was able to really capitalize. I think Tennessee has to run the football in this one, but I don't think it's going to be enough, as I'm going to take Detroit at home by the score of 24-17. Now, another AFC North battle has the 1-0 Baltimore Ravens traveling to Cleveland to take on the Browns, and Baltimore comes into this game favored by 6 points over the Browns. And I see a Baltimore team that is looking to get back on track. They won last week by 6 points at home against the Buffalo Bills. And I think they want to go out there and try to click on all cylinders of the game in order to send a message not only to themselves, but all the other contenders in the AFC, that they are once again ready to be a playoff team. And I look at Baltimore, they're going to get things clicking with Joe Flacco offensively. But you look at this defense, they want to go out there and put pressure on Browns quarterback Josh McCown and force him into making some costly turnovers for Cleveland, and of course beneficial for the Ravens. I don't think this game is going to be that competitive. Thus, I'm going to take Baltimore on the road by the score of 27-13. Now, a big one in Landover, Maryland at FedEx Field, as you have the 0-1 Dallas Cowboys traveling to take on the 0-1 Washington Redskins. Big game right here. It's only week two, but the loser is going to be 0-2. And if you're Dallas, you definitely don't want to lose this game. You already dropped one game within the division last week at home to the New York Giants. The last thing that you can afford to do is be down 0-2 in the division. So I look at the Dallas Cowboys, and I mean, it was a situation just like it was for the Jets last week. Dallas was able to put together drives, but they had to consistently settle for field goals, and that's something that is going to have to change. I know that Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett really dumbed down the offensive playbook for rookie quarterback Dak Prescott, but you know what? It's a situation. Number one, Dallas has to run the football more effective, and I think Prescott has to find a way to get on a better page with his wide receivers and Des Bryant, Cole Beasley, Terrence Williams, and of course, tight end Jason Garrett. For the Washington Redskins, it's a short week for them as they were humiliated this past Monday night at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And defensively, Washington has to go out there and try to put some pressure on the rookie quarterback in Dak Prescott. But I think Dallas is able to run the football effectively. And I think defensively, they might be able to step up and get a few turnovers in this game. Thus, I'm going to take Dallas on the road by the score of 27-23. At MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's the New Orleans Saints traveling to take on the New York Giants. Now, the Giants come into this game favored by 5 points in their home opener. And for the first time since 2010, New York is actually beginning a season with the record of 1-0. The Giants were able to go on the road last week and gut out a victory against their rival Dallas Cowboys. And now they're hopeful that some home cooking is just what they need to be 2-0 for the first time since 2009. I look for the Giants to offensively to mix it up between running and passing. And you look at the options that they have coming out of the backfield with both Rashad Jennings and Shane Vereen. And you look at the passing game with Eli Manning, and he has a trio of wide receivers to get the football to in Sterling Shepard, Odell Beckham Jr., and Victor Cruz. Defensively, the Giants have to feel good about themselves as they were able to step up last week and make some key plays. But if you go back to last year when these two teams met at the Superdome, it was a shootout. You had the two worst defenses in the league last year, and it showed. Now, this time around, the Saints defense has really not shown that many signs of improvement because we saw what the Oakland Raiders did to them in the Superdome last week. Now, the Giants, they have improved defensively, but they are still a work in progress. And I guarantee you that Saints quarterback Drew Brees is going to attempt to take advantage of that. Last team with the football more than likely wins this game, and I'm going to take the Giants by the score of 31-27. Now, in Charlotte, it's the 0-1 Carolina Panthers welcoming the 1-0 San Francisco 49ers to town. Carolina comes into this game favored by 13.5 points at home. And they have a very long rest while the 49ers have a short rest. Because if you remember, Carolina played last Thursday night on the road against the Denver Broncos where they lost. And for San Francisco, they're coming off of a very short week as they had the second half of the Monday night doubleheader at home against the Rams. I look for Carolina, number one, to come out and establish the running game with quarterback Cam Newton and running back Jonathan Stewart. And I look for this defense to do something to the 49ers that they didn't have to worry about this past Monday against the Rams. And that is pressure. Because if you look at 49ers quarterback Blaine Gabbert, he was able to sit back in the pocket and do whatever he wanted. That is not going to be the case today. I see this Carolina Panthers defensive line alone putting pressure on him and forcing him into making at least two turnovers. And I think that is a difference in this game, is I'm going to take Carolina by the score of 31-16. Now, at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, it's the 1-0 New England Patriots who will be hosting the 0-1 Miami Dolphins. And New England was able to go on the road last Sunday night and get the surprising victory against the Arizona Cardinals. And all is not lost for this team with quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, you look at the Dolphins, and they lost a heartbreaker last week on the road against the Seattle Seahawks. And I think Miami has shown that they're ready to fight for head coach Adam Gase. It's just a matter of them going out there and making plays. I look for the Patriots defensively to try to mix things up to confuse Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill. And I think that is going to give them better field position to hand the football off to Garoppolo. Thus, I think that's the difference in this game. And New England wins a tight one at home by the score of 27-24. Now, at NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas, It's the 1-0 Houston Texans hosting the 1-0 Kansas City Chiefs. And these two teams met twice last year. And the last one, it was in the AFC wildcard game where KC went down to Houston and they simply throttled the Texans by the score of 30-0. Now, Kansas City, they had to come back last week and they got the win at home as it looked like they were about to blow the game against the San Diego Chargers. And will they be able to overcome another slow start like that? I don't think so. The Houston Texans defense is playing good, and I think they have a little bit of revenge on their mind. And I'm not sure if this Chiefs offensive line will be able to slow down Texans defensive end J.J. Watt. Now, on the flip side, Brock Osweiler, the new Texans quarterback, did appear comfortable last week in his first game starting for Houston, and this KC defense is going to have to step up and try to make him uncomfortable. I think Houston wins a tight one at home by the score of 23-20. Now, in the first game, first National Football League regular season game in Los Angeles since 1994, the first game at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum since 1994, and it's the first game at the LA Coliseum for the Los Angeles Rams as the home team since 1979. The Rams come in with a record of 0-1, and they will take on the 1-0 Seattle Seahawks. And it is a reunion of sorts for Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll, because you go back, and from 2001 to 2009, he was the head coach of the USC Trojans, and he had a tremendous run in Los Angeles. Now, the Rams, they are trying to get the ship righted as they were embarrassed this past Monday night at the hands of the 49ers by the score of 28-0. I know there's plenty of controversy going around as Rams head coach Jeff Fisher is set to receive a contract extension, but this offense must find a way to get going. I look for the Seahawks front line to put some pressure on the Rams offensively and try to take away running back Todd Gurley, because he is the key to what LA can do offensively. Because if Gurley can't get going, you can forget about the Rams offense. It is simply shut down. Now, we've seen in the past where the Rams are very physical with the Seahawks and they play them tough. I mean, these two teams have split their series in the past few years, but is that toughness alone going to be enough to get the Rams over the hump in this game? Now, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson did injure his ankle last week, and the Seahawks are saying that he's okay, but I guarantee you this Rams defense is going to go out there and really test them. The Rams always play the Seahawks tough, but I'm not sure if it's going to be enough for LA to get the victory at home tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle by the score of 24-17. It's the 1-0 Tampa Bay Buccaneers traveling to the desert to take on the 0-1 Arizona Cardinals. And in 1 week, we've seen that quarterback Jameis Winston is the real deal for Tampa Bay, and this Cardinals defense is going to have their hands full in stopping him. But I look for Arizona. They have to find a way to get back on track. The last thing they need to do is start off 0-2 when they have expectations of making the Super Bowl. I think the Cardinals get the ship righted in a tight one at home by the score of 24-23. Now, tomorrow it will be the 0-1 San Diego Chargers hosting the 0-1 Jacksonville Jaguars. And you look at San Diego, they lost a heartbreaker last week on the road against Kansas City. And of course, Jacksonville lost a heartbreaker at home against Green Bay. Somebody has to get things going. It hasn't been a good start to the Chargers for this season. They've already lost Keenan Allen, their star wide receiver, to a torn ACL. And you have to ask yourself, who is going to step up and be the go-to guy now for Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers? I look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are a very talented team, and this is an opportunity for them to really step up and make a big time statement for themselves. Why to have a record of 1-1, and you know, just to feel good about themselves for that long trip back across country. Thus, I'm going to take Jacksonville in this one on the road by the score of 28-24. Now, it's the 0-1 Atlanta Falcons traveling to the Oakland Coliseum to take on the 1-0 Oakland Raiders. And Oakland has to really feel good about themselves after their comeback victory last week on the road against the New Orleans Saints. And of course, head coach Jack Del Rio deciding to go for the 2-point conversion in the waning seconds of regulation, which did lead to the victory. I look at this young Raiders nucleus led by quarterback Derek Carr and wide receiver Amari Cooper, and they are the real deal. And I think they're going to give this Falcons defense, everything that they can handle, and then some. Now, on the flip side for Atlanta, you look at quarterback Matt Ryan, and will he be able to get the football enough to wide receiver Julio Jones? I think the Coliseum is going to be rocking. And I think the fans there in the black hole could be the difference in this game. And I'm going to take Oakland at home by the score of 27-24. Now, it's the 0-1 Indianapolis Colts traveling to the Mile High City to take on the defending Super Bowl champions in the Denver Broncos. Now, of course, Denver won last Thursday night at home against Carolina, and they are looking to make it 2-0. And I think the Broncos, their formula is simple. Solid running game. You have a quarterback and Trevor Siemian who's not going to make a lot of mistakes, and you have that very vaunted defense. And I look at this Broncos defense, they're basically going to pin their ears back and come after Colts quarterback Andrew Luck. Why? Because there aren't that many playmakers around Luck on both sides of the football. And you look at the way that Indianapolis plays, they're pretty predictable due to that. I look at the fact that the Broncos are playing at home. The Mile High air is a very big home field advantage for them, and I'm going to take Denver in this one by the score of 27-17. Now, the Sunday night affair has the 1-0 Green Bay Packers traveling to take on the 1-0 Minnesota Vikings. And this is a very big historical game because it's the Vikings' first game in their new home at US Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Now, of course, no Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback for the Vikings. He's lost for the season. And Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer might not announce the starting quarterback, whether it's going to be Sean Hill or Sam Bradford, until the kickoff. So there is going to be some excitement in the air for this one. But whomever the quarterback for Minnesota is, plain and simple, get the football to Adrian Peterson and get out of his way. This Vikings defense showed that they are up for the challenge. You look at the turnovers that they were able to force last week in the comeback victory on the road against the Tennessee Titans. But that was a second-year quarterback in Marcus Mariota that the Vikings were playing. This time, you're talking about a multiple winner of the NFL MVP award in Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers that this Vikings defense is going to have to deal with. Green Bay's offense looks like it's getting back to all cylinders, especially since wide receiver Jordy Nelson is out there. And thus, I'm going to take Green Bay in this one by the score of 24-16. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's the 1-0 Philadelphia Eagles traveling to Soldier Field in Chicago to take on the 0-1 Bears. Now, Chicago comes into this game favored by a field goal over Philadelphia, and the Eagles have to feel really good about themselves as they got the victory last week over the Browns with a rookie quarterback in Carson Wentz. But I look at this Bears defense. They want to try to change things up to confuse the rookie and give the football to their quarterback in Jay Cutler. But this Bears offensive line must go out there and do a better job of protecting Cutler, as he was simply beaten and abused last week at the hands of the Houston Texans. No Zach Ertz at tight end in this game for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think that could make a difference in this one. Thus, I'm going to take Chicago at home by the score of 23-20. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 2 in the NFL, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Be sure to check out the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge show tomorrow night on blogtalkradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 2 in the NFL. Also, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and I hope that you had the opportunity to check out the fun and excitement this summer down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn, as the Cyclones will be right back in effect next June. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.